We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Omar, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Omar, we're hanging in there, man. We've been up. It's a rainy day, so it's a great day to yap and just keep rolling along here. Omar, we got a lot of stuff we want to get to, obviously, with what's going on. By the way, how do you explain when fans come up to you before we jump into everything here? Because I've been trying to do a good job with it, and I'm at a point with what they've done, and they've added a lifetime backup quarterback that's got some starts and everything that they're doing. So how do you explain, like, I know the head coach says we're going to try to win every game, and our players are going to try to win every game, and people are looking at this roster and going, well, are we trying to get a top five pick? Are we trying to win? So how do you explain it to fans? I'm just curious, when a fan comes up and says, Omar, what the hell are the Dolphins doing?
They're rebuilding. They're starting fresh, scorched earth rebuild. I mean, this isn't a patchwork job. Teams aren't built through free agency. And so, you know, it's a little bit of a shock to the system, to Dolphin fans, seeing that Steve Ross isn't out there, you know, emptying out his pocket. And it's a shock to the system, but this is how good teams build. This is how you look at the Indianapolis Colts. How much money do they have?
Yep.
What did you see them do this off?
Yeah. No, well, I tell you what, I saw them do before this offseason. I saw them hit a jackpot on their draft picks. That guy should be the general manager of the year with what he did with those high draft picks. He knocked it out of the ballpark. I want to ask you about Dave Gettleman came out and said, because he's getting it, and the Giants are doing a lot of the same things the Dolphins are doing.
Yep.
You can win and while we're building. Do you buy that, or how do you look at that? For Dolphin fans wondering, how bad is it going to be this year?
Well, if Dolphin fans are wondering how bad it's going to be, I think they're missing the whole point of what the season is about, which is about doing what it takes to put yourself in position to get a great quarterback next year. I think they'll be in a position where they can select one, if not two, really good quarterbacks in this draft, in Dwayne Haskins and Drew Locke. And if they do that, then, you know, then we can say, okay, this isn't about the 2020 draft. But truth be told, everybody in the NFL knows what's going on. Everybody in the NFL understands what's going on, and most people agree to it. And now we're starting to see other teams jump into this Tua sweepstakes.
Are those guys a lot better? Zach and I talk about this all the time.
Who?
Is next year's draft class for quarterbacks better than these top three guys?
Oh,
next?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, I think Tua, I've looked at every quarterback in the last, that's going to be in the next three drafts, and Tua is head and shoulders number one, in my opinion. I think Trevor Lawrence is number two. Then we get to Kyle Murray, number three. And, you know, Kyle Murray, he's got some limitations and some concerns, but he's a very talented player. But I don't think Kyle Murray is reachable for the Dolphins. I know they stayed behind in Oklahoma to work him out, Adam Ankroff and Matt Moore and Chris Buford. But that's not a reachable goal for the Dolphins. I don't think if he's not taking number one, he's not going to get past Oakland.
Everybody, no, I agree. I totally agree with you.
So you know, the realistic possibility, and I do think that Dwayne Haskins has a possibility of being there at 13, and I certainly think that Drew Locke has a possibility of being there at 13 if Denver doesn't take him. The question is, how do the Dolphins feel about them? And I think that they'll sit down and they'll meet with all those quarterbacks, and they'll really get an assessment, and they'll decide, okay, do we want to invest in these quarterbacks now, or do we want to wait for Tua? And by my, you know, I would wait for Tua.
Well, now you bring up an interesting situation, because if the Haskins kid or Locke is there at 13, Does this, you think in your mind, does this change any of the plans when it comes to next year? Because we always talk about the fact that the GM in Arizona, if somehow, some way he takes number one overall, Kyler Murray, this is a big indictment on him. 2 years in a row, first round picks, even trading up last year. And it would be the same thing here. If you take Locke or Haskins at 13, it doesn't work out great or doesn't work out the way you want it. And then next year you do get the 1 or 2 and two is there. Isn't that going to be a huge indictment on Chris Greer? Like, if they go with a quarterback this year, that's just got to be it, right?
No, I think that's the simplest, stupidest mindset ever. I mean, if you're Arizona's GM, Steve Keim, and you stick with Josh Rosen, I mean, truth be told, he's going to be fired next year if they don't win. So do you really want to sit there and stick with a quarterback that you saw last year and you're not really convicted about? I think it's a bad idea. You know, you keep good organizations, keep picking them until they find that one quarterback. And when you find that one quarterback, who cares what you used or who you had? Or, you know, when Seattle got, you know, Russell Wilson, they signed a free agent. They had a free agent. I mean, they signed a free agent in I forget what the quarterback's name from Green Bay. That was a backup. The Dolphins were interested
in Matt Flynn.
Yes, they signed Matt Flynn. They had Travis Jackson, who started, and I think maybe, like, you know, who started for them. And then they had Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson, you know, balled out. And they didn't care what the situation was.
Yeah, but they weren't back-to-back first-round picks. Omar, I couldn't disagree. I was letting you go as long as I could before I jumped in here.
So you disagree? Oh,
my God. That you're going to take a move up to get a guy and go, well, I screwed that one up. Here, I'm going to go ahead and get another one. I'm the owner and president going, you're out. You don't know what the F you're doing. Get out here. You can't go around taking first-round picks. The Dolphins better know this is the friggin' guy. With your track record of drafting, I don't want to take, well, we thought Haskins would be really good, but, you know, he didn't really have it. But we got a chance to get Tua. I mean, you just look seriously like you have no idea. Who's picking him? The neighbor down the street? The guy sitting up in the end zone? Who's picking the players?
Who picked Charles Harris? I mean,
Charles Harris has nothing to do with taking a quarterback in the first round, top 10, two years in a row, Omar.
No.
It's a bad look.
It doesn't matter as long as you get it right. It does not matter as long as you get it right.
Just Omar, they moved up to get Josh Rosen.
But they only gave up a third-round pick.
That's still a lot. And you missed, and you whiffed on your first-round pick and a third. That's how you get to where Arizona is, and that's how the Dolphins get to where they are when you make those moves.
They fired a coach after 1 year. That you think he's ashamed to admit that he's wrong? He just fired a coach after 1 year.
Like, he needs to fire himself, though, if he did this. Like, he needs to go. Like, all right, we got Tua, but, hey, you're done. Take care of yourself.
Best chance to save his job is to draft Kyler Murray and have that young kid perform and build around him. And who cares about Josh Rosen? Look at Josh Rosen now. You think anybody's lining up? Who's lining up to go get
Josh Rosen?
I don't
know. We'll see.
Nobody did. Nobody did. Because they had their chance. Washington turned him down to take Case Keenum for $18 million. Like, that's where teams value Josh Rosen. The Dolphins said no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks.
We're not talking about Dolphins didn't take him because they didn't like him. You're right. So, but they took him as a top 10 pick, and now they're taking another guy, and wherever they – if they can get Tua next or Kyler Murray this year, first overall pick if they take him, I just think it makes the general manager like – what are you doing, man? That's how guys get fired right away.
He's already on the firing block. Like, what is the difference? If he doesn't, let's say he sticks with Josh Rosen and Josh Rosen is bad again. Okay, automatically he's fired. If he drafts Kyler Murray, has Josh Rosen as a backup, there's no shame in having two first-round picks compete. What is the harm? If the Dolphins
oh, my God, Omar. Then why don't we see it every year? Why don't we see teams going that are bad just taking
Maybe
first-round quarterbacks every year?
Maybe they should. Maybe we wouldn't have wasted 7 years on Ryan Tannehill if we'd ever spent another pick on maybe Derek Carr when Joe Philbin wanted to draft Derek Carr. Who cares? You wasted time. With Ryan Tannehill. We wasted a whole decade with Chad Henne and Ryan Tannehill. Why? Because we never wanted either one of them to compete? Okay, that's a brilliant idea. like a decade wasted, flushed down the toilet because we're scared to have quarterbacks compete. OG, everybody, Cam Wake, a Ring of Honor guy, had to compete with Charles Harris. Xavier Howard has to compete with
quarterbacks. I'm not talking about other positions that we've whiffed on. I'm talking about
quarterback. Oh, my God. Precious quarterback. Oh, we can't have that guy compete. Oh, my God. We're scared to have him compete.
Well, wait a sec. While you're on this roll now, which I still totally disagree with you, I want to ask you this. So you think how many jobs are open in the NFL that teams are competing with right now, since you want to talk about open competition? How many jobs are open right now, Omar, in the NFL?
For quarterback?
Yeah.
Only one. Only one, the Dolphins. Only one. Only the Dolphins don't have a starting quarterback. And I'm cool with that. And when they do, I think they will draft a quarterback. I think they'll draft a quarterback maybe in the third round, like Will Greer, and have him compete with Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's a smart thing to do. And no shame in actually having him compete. But you know, that's the mindset. That's a very weak mindset by these NFL teams that, oh, quarterbacks, we can't have those guys compete. What are we thinking about? Okay, well, Steve Young was behind Joe Montana. At some point, they had to compete, and it made that organization better. Green Bay.
Steve Young, they didn't draft both those guys in the first round. Well, he wasn't here to start with in San Fran. That's a bad example.
Well, I mean, it's an example of guys. Green Bay had Brett Favre, and then they had Aaron Rodgers. And at some point, Favre didn't want to compete and decided he wanted to get away from the situation. I think there's no shame in having quarterbacks compete. And maybe if NFL teams actually believed in that mentality, you wouldn't waste a decade as an organization like that.
Omar, if you take a high first-round draft pick at quarterback 2 years in a row, you're a dumbass general manager. You need to freaking know what you're doing. We're paying you big bucks. You're not making $10 an hour.
There are a lot of dumbass general managers in the NFL, a lot of them.
And they all get fired, and that's why they don't take them back-to-back years. That's a good way to get fired.
Well, Steve Keim is going to be fired anyway. Why not go out swinging? Like what's the shame? Oh, you can't take a quarterback because you took one last year. Okay, what if this quarter? If Kyler Murray is a better-rated quarterback than Josh Rosen, brings more to the table. He fits their offense.
Yeah.
That new offense better than Josh Rosen. What is the shame of drafting him?
I just go back. It doesn't have so much to do with Kyler Murray. I agree with you at this point. If Josh Rosen's that bad, but you moved up and went all in on Josh Rosen a year ago, and you just
bad quarterback because you drafted him in the first round. So stick with a bad quarterback. He was bad last year. He looked bad. He was horrible. All those rookie quarterbacks looked bad, but Josh Rosen really looked bad. So just stick with him just because, you know, you drafted him.
No. You got to move, but I just don't want you. If you take two first-round quarterbacks, I'm the owner. Hey, listen, take care of yourself. Good luck in your next GM job. Oh, you won't get another one, so take care.
You're right, but teams waste first-round picks all the time. The Dolphins have wasted half of their first-round picks this decade that weren't offensive linemen. Do you know the only first-round picks that have worked out for the Dolphins are generally offensive linemen?
I know, but we were talking about quarterback. We were talking about the most important position. I don't want to get into Deion Jordans
Why not use two first-round picks on quarterback? If you don't have a quarterback, why don't you keep picking one?
How about pick one? How about find one when you got a high first-round pick? Just find them the first time. So what, general managers in NFL? 2 years in a row, we got to keep taking them.
Yep, pretty much, if you don't have them.
If he takes Haskins, and then we take Tua, Chris Greer, take care. God bless you. Get the hell out of the friggin' business.
You're right, which is probably why they won't do it in the first round. But I do hope that they take a quarterback, because the best recipe to get Tua is to start a rookie quarterback. So I'm good, and there's no shame in having a Will Greer backup Tua for the next 3 years. No shame.
I don't care about Will Greer going to second or third round.
Okay.
Just top 10 picks back to back years. Omar, you got to give me a little bit. It looks real bad.
It does look bad, but who cares if it pans out for you? If you get the next guy to carry your franchise for a decade, who cares what happened? Who cares where you got him? Who cares what you use? If the Dolphins trade,
I would have. If I known Rosen was bad, I'd rather skipped on that top 10 pick and got another dominant player at another position. and not giving away a third-round pick who could have been a Russell Wilson, as you said.
They didn't know it. It happens. The teams waste draft picks all the time.
And they all look like Arizona and Miami, the ones that do it.
Pretty much. You're right.
All right, Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
Omar, we chewed up all the time, man. I was going to ask you a bunch of other stuff, but
I just want to know how your wife's doing in hot yoga with Gronk.
Good. She's very entertained by this now.
Because now she knows who Gronk is, right?
She's a little embarrassed at how much it's blown up. I mean, they've written stories. They've asked her to do TV interviews. She said no. But, like, she was in the back. Gronk was very entertaining to her. I found out he grunts when he works out. And he's fun. He's a fun guy. Everybody knows Gronk's a fun guy. And she just found him very charming and fun and interesting. And now she knows he's a huge star. She didn't know that.
Omar.
As long as she doesn't find him attractive,
Omar,
Omar,
hide your wife. Omar, hide your wife. See you later.
Be careful.
See you later, Omar. I don't want the next time we're talking about something else here. Hide your wife. Omar Kelly brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.